Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson, which was just read. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Well, shepherd, that's our metaphor, right? Especially right after call day. As so many of you are going out to be pastors, to be shepherds of the sheep, and others to go out and play at being pastors for a year to see if you like it, see if anybody likes you, see if you ought to be a pastor. Some of you will, some of you won't. Is this our metaphor? Is this our story? Does this story have us in it? Well, on this day, you would think we ought to look for that. Where are we in this story? Well, we're not the good shepherd. That's Jesus. We don't want to be the hired hand either. That's not supposed to be us. But we are under shepherds of the good shepherd, right? So what does that make us? The pretty good shepherd? A goodish shepherd? I think we're in this story. I think we're in this metaphor. And I think that the metaphor of shepherd certainly applies to us. But I don't think that we're shepherds in this story. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Tithesin, or didosin, whichever reading you want to go with there. He lays down or gives his life for the sheep. Present active indicative. I checked it out just a minute ago. And lays down his life for the sheep. There's no subjunctive here. There's no might lay down his life for the sheep. Doesn't say he's willing to lay down his life for the sheep or will lay down his life for the sheep. It simply says the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's not us. Even if we're pretty good shepherds, we are not going to lay down our life for the sheep. Not like Jesus does. See, the danger is that when you're the pastor, that you start thinking that that's who you are all the time, that that's the only thing you are. In this story, we're in this story. We're not the good shepherd. God grant we're not the hireling. We're the sheep. If there's any lying down or laying down to be done on our part, it was mentioned in the Old Testament lesson. He makes us to lie down. Call to mind immediately Psalm 23. He makes us lie down in green pastures. That's the laying down that you and I do. We are not Jesus. One of the best t-shirts I ever saw at a small youth gathering was said, there are two things certain in this life. One, there is a God. Two, you are not him. Now, the interesting thing to me is I have only ever seen that t-shirt once in my entire life. Because we don't like to admit that. We want to find ourselves in this story as the one who's doing the action, the one who is right there next to Jesus. You know, he's a little bit bigger than we are, and he is a little bit better than we are, but we're pretty good shepherds too, and we're going to lay down our lives, and we are going to help him with those. You know, he's got those other sheep and different folds. We want to bring them in, one shepherd, one fold. In this story, you and I are the sheep. And if we go out into parishes thinking anything else, then there's not one shepherd and one flock. If there's going to be one shepherd and one flock, there are two categories for us to be in, provided we're not hirelings, either the shepherd or the flock. We're the flock, first and foremost. You didn't come here to learn some technical skills so that you could go out for the profession of being the one who stands up in front of people and tells them what to do and they can't talk back. I hope you didn't. I didn't let you in if you did. Or I won't admit it anyway. You came here to learn about this good shepherd, to learn all that he has done for you, to drink it in, to study his word like you'd never studied it before, to study all angles, and to finally be able to say, I am learning about this good shepherd. I'm getting to know God better, and you know, I've learned some things to share. If we're not the sheep in this story, then we're never going to be under shepherds of the good shepherd. If we're not the sheep in this story, we will be the hirelings. Well, what does a sheep do here? The sheep has the good shepherd's life laid down for him. That's what the sheep does. If you want to picture yourself in this story, picture yourself being saved at the cost of the good shepherd's life. There are a billion things going around inside of the head of everyone who got a call or a vicarage assignment yesterday. I know this from experience. I'm not old enough to have forgotten that, though it's been a long, long time. Now's the time to tell your brain to shut up. Just tell it to shut up and be a sheep. What does a sheep think about? Not a whole lot. Something to eat and something to drink is about all a sheep thinks about. If you want to be an exceptionally brilliant sheep then, today, you know, be the top of the sheep class here, think of one word. That would be more than a sheep would think of, but I think we can stretch the metaphor a little bit. Think of one word. As you kneel down here, with your brain shut up, forgiven. It's all you need. It's all you need. To be a sheep, if you're going to have anything, one word, that's a good one, forgiven. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Present, active, indicative. And his sheep feed safely because the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Want to be in this story? Well, you are not the good shepherd. There is a good shepherd. You are not him. You're sheep. I'm sheep. Forgiven at the rail. Brain shut up. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.